Welcome, my name is Tania. Welcome to 12 Elements, Yoga and Wellbeing Podcast, Mind the Gap. Bridging the gap between life and your mat. Welcome to Mind the Gap. Welcome, Jessica. Thank you so much for coming along.
Thank you for having
me. I'm going to get straight into the podcast. Where were you born and where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Brussels. And yeah, I've been here all my life.
Okay. And obviously you're multilingual with your languages. How many languages do you speak?
Three.
Three? So
my mother tongue is French.
And
also Dutch. And yeah, I learned English do my job and know my friends and stuff. So.
Okay, cool. And did you grow up in a spiritual or religious household?
Not religious at all, but more spiritual, more with energetics and stuff.
Energetics?
Energetics, more like, believing that there is something more.
Greater than
us, but not necessarily a god or something.
Okay.
But being a child, I was totally not into that. I'm a very rational person.
So oh, really?
My mom is really into that, my grandma, but I was like, no, just clear stuff. No, it's coming.
Now it's coming, yeah, because now it's like a completely different aspect now that I know that you've just done like a teacher training, so we'll talk about that a little bit more. But what first initially inspired you to try yoga?
During a COVID, I started to do some stretching at the end of the day, and I realized that it helped me to unwind from my work days. Because working from home, I needed something like to end of the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was moving from my office at home to the kitchen, and it was not enough to
unwind. Eating was becoming the yoga.
Yeah, and then I started to do some stretching, and then after COVID, when everything got reopened again, it was very weird, but near my place there is a studio, and I kept seeing people that were coming out of a small door with yoga mats. And at some point I was like, maybe I should try it out, because that stretching that I did during COVID helped me a lot. So maybe it would be nice to do it in a studio setting. And that's how I tried.
So your first studio that you walked into was the Stockholm studio?
Exactly, yeah.
And who was your first teacher there? It's not me. I've already asked.
No, Simone.
It was Simone. Okay, that makes sense. Well, you did her teacher training then, because I think you always resonate with your first yoga teacher.
Exactly.
That's really, really cool. So how did you realize in the early days when you're practicing yoga that it was, like you just said, it was something that you were doing like as stretching, but obviously the more you practice yoga, the more deeper your awareness and understanding of your body and mind changes. So when did that kind of switch and change happen for you?
It switched, I think, in the beginning. I did only like restorative and gentle flows and very calm classes to move forward with that stretching aspect. And then getting to know more of Simone's classes, I started to do some flows.
Right, okay.
And the first class I did was a hot detox flow with her. And it got me completely hooked, because it's the first time that I felt that sense of body and mind connection, that moving organically with the music, with the breathing. It was something really magical. That feeling that I felt during that class, that was something that I never experienced doing other sports.
And amazing.
Yeah, obviously I want to
experience more of that. Yeah, that feeling, the afterglow from yoga, the after sensation, right? So what currently is your profession?
I'm an international tax lawyer.
Wow. Nothing to do with yoga at all. Have you noticed that your yoga practice within your workplace has changed maybe how you interact with people, communication, or just your general energy and vibe? Like, the more you practice yoga, have you seen a fundamental change in yourself within your work environment?
Yeah, I completely did. I was like a workaholic for many years.
And
starting yoga, I started to connect more with my, so to speak, sensitive side and side. And so with time, I started to realize that I needed to back off a bit from work and keep not back off completely, but trying to find that balance. And also in my relations to other people at work, I feel that I'm way more connected to myself, and I'm not like a work machine anymore. And yeah, in the beginning, it was a bit scary to be confronted to that side because I had kind of pushed it
Buried it and
away.
pushed it away, right?
Pushed it away for long years, and now I really embracing it.
And I think when you embrace it, other people start to embrace their side of softness and awareness of themselves as well. And I think it becomes a lot more nicer and easier to communicate in a workplace environment because you just acknowledge that, first of all, you're humans, right? You may not have anything. I remember one of my colleagues used to say to me at work in Australia when I used to work in the bank, he said, "The only thing that we all have in common here is the carpet." And I was like, "Well, hang on a moment. We're all human. Like, okay, so maybe this is not our dream job, but at the end of the day, being able to get along with everyone and communicate in a way that feels respectful, and to be able to enjoy at least the presence of being there for what it is as well. I think yoga really helps you just to add another layer of calmness, relaxation, awareness. And if you want to get into the spiritual side at work, fantastic. Not everyone wants to talk about that, but I just think, it opens up doorways for people at least to be intrigued into what you're doing. Like, how do you relax after work instead of like not going to the pub and like, drinking or, taking up other sports, which you also do as well. So I want to talk a little bit about that because you are a unique mix of someone who likes to do the gym as well as the yoga. So when did you start your gym practice?
I started 12 years ago with CrossFit. I've been
Wow.
doing CrossFit for 12 years.
And that's quite full on, isn't it? Describe, what do you do in CrossFit? Is it like a class or is it a session? What happens?
Yeah, CrossFit was like 1 hour sessions with warm up and then a workout of the day. Sometimes some stretching, but not that often. But the main focus was the workout of the day, which is really intense and a combination of lifting heavy weights with cardio movements. That was like the most, and also some gymnastics movements.
Oh, really?
So it was a mix of those three basically. And it is really nice because it's really effective. In 1 hour, you get busted for the rest of the day. And
There's a time, isn't there? So there's everything's like you do like 30 seconds of this, a minute of this.
yeah, the format depends. Sometimes you can have a workout that just 45 minutes is like you get a set of movements that you need to repeat for 45 minutes, for instance. But sometimes you do like more like what we call an AMRAP, so it's as many repetitions as possible during a certain amount of time. And then you end what you mentioned, the interval trainings, when we do like 1 minute on, 30 seconds off. It really depends on the workout of the day. It changes. That's also nice about CrossFit is that the workout changes every day. I almost never did the same workout twice.
And you're sweating a lot.
And you're sweating a lot. Yeah, it's
I
true.
remember in Hong Kong when I was teaching yoga, there was like a CrossFit class that, we had like a gym, a little gym in the studio, and the CrossFit guys were just like sweating profusely. Super interesting. So have you noticed that you're, because you've been doing CrossFit and the gym for 12 years, so much more longer than what you've been doing yoga, have you noticed that your yoga has improved the CrossFit? Do you still do that? And do you notice that the gym has helped with strength in your yoga practice?
I started yoga while doing CrossFit, and for me it was really challenging in the beginning because I was constantly I'm not that flexible, and doing CrossFit mostly the same days as my yoga sessions was really really difficult because
Yeah, that's a hard switch in one day.
yeah, for your muscles it's a bit contrary. So going to CrossFit in the morning and then, for instance, at lunch or in the evening to a yoga session was sometimes struggling for the flexibility part, but on the other side, I also realized that the strength part of CrossFit helped me with, for instance, arm balances, chaturanga, and also, the endurance of certain, for instance, going to power flow of to rocket or to rocket. It really helped for me to my CrossFit background really helped me.
Interesting.
But then at some point, I realized also that because I was doing CrossFit, I was more exhausted during the classes. So the yoga classes, I got less out of it. unless the benefits of
Yeah.
the relaxing part. And then last summer I decided to quit CrossFit after 12 years
Really?
and to go back to the gym, the regular gym, and just
Uh-huh,
focus on
interesting.
strength,
Okay.
specifically to focus on strength to improve my yoga practice.
Yes. And a lot of yoga teachers, myself included, when I do my gym work, it is building strength in order to help me with my yoga practice. Because you can get too bulky. And with my body type, I always joke, I call myself a baby Mike Tyson because it's very easy because I have such an athletic background. I'm exactly like you in the regards that it's easier for me to get strong and I really have to work daily on my flexibility side in my yoga. And often, sometimes in the past, I had just gotten because I really enjoy doing the weights as well because it's such a contrast to the yoga. And because I've been practicing yoga for so long, when I do get in the gym, I get really excited. But I noticed that my muscles were getting so tense. So then when I'm trying to do twisting or to open up my shoulders, I just couldn't. I felt like the Hulk. So it's finding and refining how we move our bodies in a strength activity that doesn't interfere with the yoga flexibility is something I find that really, really interesting. So now that you've completely given up CrossFit and you are in a gym, do you have a gym buddy or how do you plan your gym sessions?
No, I have no gym buddy. I
Okay.
enjoy actually to go on my own and to just take the
Me
time
too.
to
Yeah, I like that.
I like to be really aware when I practice, when I lift weights and focus on my breathing and stuff. So I don't, not that I don't, sometimes friends ask me to join me and I like the idea, but in
Yeah.
the end I really enjoy that moment alone because for me it's a bit similar to yoga
Yeah.
in the sense that for me it's also a kind of meditation.
Yeah.
On totally other on another way other aspect, but for me it's helped me to run and set the pace for the day. So for me I try to go 3 to 4 times a week. I
Right.
try to feel it out and to balance between lower body and upper body.
Did you start with having a personal trainer or?
No, I follow a program. No, that's not true. I started during summer working on some injuries with a personal trainer
Right, okay.
to just set start me off, and now I'm
Yes.
just following a programmation on my own.
And you've noticed the difference of you moving into your yoga practice from the gym, from what you've been doing?
Yeah, it's tremendous the difference that I feel. I feel way more grounded in my yoga
Uh-huh.
practice. Also, from a mental point of
Yeah.
view, I feel way more connected because I don't have that stress aspect anymore from
Yeah.
CrossFit. For me, as I said, it's really med I feel like in a meditation state when I go to the gym.
Yeah.
And also I feel that my muscles need time to wake up. Now, when I go to the gym in the morning and then to a class in the evening or in the afternoon, I feel that my body is ready to go into the flow and to do those balances and to feel out every posture. Because for me what's important in a flow practice is that I feel out every muscle that is working. Even in a yoga practice, and if my muscles are warmed up, I really feel everything, and
Yeah.
it helped me to stay way more connected also during class.
Yeah, good point. And you mentioned as well, like it your gym session is like a meditation session, and that's kind of like leading into my next question is like having a consistent yoga and gym practice now is, I guess, becomes really important also for one's mental health rather than just the physical appearance. So I think we touched a little bit before how your yoga practice and having the gym has really helped you in your relationships with people at your work. But have you noticed since you've been practicing yoga and have a regular practice that your interrelationships with other people personally have also changed, hopefully for the better? With yoga, because your husband is also a lawyer as well, correct?
Yes, exactly.
So you have two people that are heavily in their intellect in their job, and then obviously coming home when you're together, you're still like intellectual people. Have you noticed that the yoga has kind of moved you, as you said before, into more of a softer feminine aspect as well? I think, just to be a little bit more gentle in perhaps some approaches rather than coming from, I think yoga helps you to be more reflective. And instead of reacting initially, it gives you the skills and the ability to be less reactive in situations.
Yeah, it's as
Sometimes.
I, sometimes. Yeah, as I said earlier, yoga helped me to reconnect with like my true self. It's a big word, but with the sensitive side of myself, and I must say that I'm still discovering that side, and also still discovering how to manage all the feelings and the emotions that's where I'm confronting, because for years getting hooked to many sports and then work, I cut everything off, and now everything is coming. But I have the feeling sometimes, without getting too detailed, that I have to relearn how to manage the emotions, the feelings. So now I mean, it's work in progress, but yoga definitely helps
Yeah, it
because.
really opens you up. And I think everything that you've been holding on to, every emotion, every thought, every feeling, I think it's not until you step into a yoga room on a yoga mat that you realize that you've been compressing. So it is a journey and it takes time. And for some people that sometimes it's, it can be a little bit scary, but I think once you realize that the whole purpose of yoga is to not just physically align your mind and body, but you can call it spirituality, or you can just call it simply coming back to oneself. It just puts you in a nice kind of, we call it the yoga zen, right? Where you just feel more balanced, I guess.
Yeah, but that's true. You feel everything way more getting into your body, and it's sometimes scary, but it's a nice feeling. And also getting to those slower practices was really challenging in the beginning, because then you get confronted with everything 200%. And though for me, it was a question on my exam for my teacher training.
Oh, really?
It's very funny, but it was, how is your relation with slower practices? And I must say, even if I enjoy those active and power flows and rocket and stuff, the class I look most forward to is like my restorative at the end of the week,
Me too.
because it's like, it gives you the time. In the beginning, it was scary to have everything coming in and out, and now I need that. I really enjoy to have that flow of thoughts, feelings, emotion, everything coming
Yeah,
in.
it's interesting because I think we go kind of like full cycle in our yoga practice. When we first start, we want to do the headstands, we want to do the arm balance, we want to go and do like the strongest and the tougher class with the teachers and, been there, done that. And then eventually you come around in full circle where you want to start trying yin, you want to start trying restorative, and then you end up meditating. And then you end up meditating for a long time, and it's like, oh, okay, I get it. This whole circle of life. So lastly, Jessica, want to ask you a bonus question. And do you have any pearls of wisdom that you've learned from your experience? And you just completed a tutor training, so I feel like you can drop us a few little good bombs of wisdom here. And you can even mention, your experience a little bit with your yoga teacher training that you've just completed. What things have really helped you in your day-to-day life from yoga and from your teacher training? Maybe you've gone a little bit more in depth than what most people have as a student practicing. Or it could just be, what would you now implement on a daily basis after your teacher training that you had not done as a student?
One of the thing that pops up immediately is taking time with no commitments, and taking a step back of that busy schedule all the time. I think that I'm not the only one that indulge in that, being busy all the time.
Absolutely.
And yoga helped me, and even during this teacher training, to take a step back and to enjoy those moments when there are no commitment, that you're just alone with your thoughts. And for me, it at that moment the creativity flows. So there are, and for me, during the teacher training, for the sequencing part, it really helped me to just be alone with my thoughts and do it. So, and I think it doing that can also be beneficial for other aspects of life. So that for me was the biggest takeaway for this teacher training. And I think another one that also came up a few times during anatomy classes that we had was the combination between strength and yoga. I will recommend it to everyone because for me, in my experience, it makes you feel so connected even more. It enhances the yoga
Yeah,
practice so
it
much.
really, really does.
So it's something, I would recommend to everyone.
It can be scary at first, to get into it, but I think if you have a good gym, I think if you start off maybe doing a program like you did, either if it's online or a program with someone at the gym. And I think the benefits also as you get older, like I won't go into them, but definitely having a strength and a yoga practice really is the future, I think, in people moving their bodies with total awareness of the full of the body, rather than just like, oh, I want to be flexible. Yoga's all about being flexible when it's not. And I guess as you get older as well, like really the most important thing is being healthy and feeling good in the body and waking up with energy.
Exactly. Maybe one last thing I want to add is also the breath, because it's something that
Oh,
also
yeah,
helps
we didn't
me.
mention. Yeah, absolutely important.
It was for me coming from CrossFit to yoga, I really had to adapt to the breath,
Aha.
the Ujjayi breath, and it's still work in progress also. I'm still learning every time.
Breath work is amazing.
It amazes me every time that I do some breath work, and then I feel the feeling that I get out of it, and it's really something that I need. I think we, as people, yogis and outside of that, we should invest in more, because it's, for me, it's like one of the one, like we say in yoga, the life force. It's really the basic that everyone needs, because you can regulate so much with that breath.
Absolutely. Maybe you can do a breath work teacher training and then teach us about it.
Maybe, yeah. I want to learn more, actually. And I received from my teacher, I received a book about meditation. I think it's also speaking about breathing. So
Yeah, meditation and breath work are like, very
yeah.
closely, yeah, combined in regards to that. Thank you so much, Jessica, for sharing us insights, and I'm very excited that you've completed a teacher training, and I look forward to seeing your new adventures in the future.
Thank you, Tanya. It was really nice.
Thank you.